Hare Krishna. Today we're preparing for the first day of our Navaraja Mandala Parikrama, and we'll be going to Pandiravan and mostly Rava. Tomorrow we'll go to Vrindavan Forest, they're mostly hearing about different Vaishnav saints whose samadhis are there. And then on the last day, we'll go to Gokula. This parikrama is an annual event that we've been celebrating here for some years. It's sort of another name for our festival, Namhara Festival, morning parikrama, afternoon, other lectures and programs. Right now the main program in the afternoon is after prasadam and some rest. Yes, Keshav Bharti Maharaj will be giving lecture, and then Gaur Aarti and bhajans and kirtans. Madhava Prabhu will be here. Nariyamani is here, and other devotees are also here, and that's the main thing. We'll chant Hare Krishna. And then Monday is Janmashtami, Tuesday is Vyas Puja. And all of these, particularly Janmashtami, I'm sure devotees will go to Janmashtami wherever they are. But I just wanted to mention a little about the importance of observing what in Shastra Janmashtami is called Janmashtami Vrata. Actually, when Krishna was, after Krishna had killed Kamsa, then Vasudev and others asked about how to observe his birthday, and then Krishna personally gave a very detailed description of his birthday observance, which is really for Gaudiya Vaishnavas a compulsory activity. It's not, at least if you're serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness, and there's many consequences of not observing. In the same way that one gets innumerable benefit from the observance, in another way one loses one's wealth, reputation, devotion, and so many scary things by not observing Janmashtami Vrat. And the details of Janmashtami Vrat are quite extensive. Actually, the Vrata, the main aspect of the Vrata, is dry fasting until, according to the way Shastra there gives it, until the next sunrise, or Mangal Aarti, not until midnight. Srila Prabhupada arranged it for us at midnight, so that's how we do it, and that's fine, because that's what Prabhupada did. But anyway, the observance of the Vrata, and then celebrating, dancing, singing, glorifying Krishna, hearing about Krishna, singing songs about Krishna. When we perform these activities, and we take a vow to do them, by a vow meaning not just a vow on a singular event, but a vow that throughout my life I will always observe Janmashtami. And of course, observance of Janmashtami, just like here, this is the 15th anniversary of the installation of Radha Shyamasundar, and in Hungary, Krishna means Shyamasundar. So, just like if you're celebrating someone's birthday, sometimes it's always making people celebrate at home. But, for instance, if you're celebrating your mother's birthday, and she's in one place, and you tell her you're going to celebrate her birthday at home, I don't think she'll be very impressed. Generally, a celebration means that you go to where the person is. And on Janmashtami, whatever our other callings are, whether they may be from a business point of view, because Janmashtami we always celebrate on the exact date, not on any other day, and or family commitments or difficulties meaning little children, but as much as possible we should participate in that observance and not just make a ritual out of it, but participate. And when we do, then we please Krishna. In fact, the whole concept of vow, just like parikrama, there are people who take this vow that I will go on parikrama once a year, or they take so many other vows. For instance, we have Ekadasi. Ekadasi is a vrata. It's a vow that we take. When we're initiated, we take vows. We take vows of two vows, following the regulated principles and chanting 16 rounds. And then devotees, we take other vows that aren't there. In fact, according to that description of Janmashtami Vrata, it's almost implicit in a initiated devotee's vow that he's seriously observing Janmashtami. We observe Kartik Vrata. What do we do on Kartik Vrata? At least every day you should sing Namam Ishvaram Sachir Ananda Rupam. You should offer a lamp to the Lord. And by that, what happens? Our devotional life becomes very enhanced. And moreover, we develop a certain spiritual strength or a potency that comes from the observance of vows. Because there are many different types of vows. For instance, Mother Sachi took a vow to, I think, eat with her left hand until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed and asked, and then she continued eating properly. That was her sort of, you could say, superstitious vow. But the idea was that with the strength of that vow, she would then protect him from harm. People take vows in that way for the benefit of their children, according to the level of their Krishna consciousness, for their prosperity. But a real Vaishnava does it for pleasing Krishna, for his own spiritual advancement. And because by taking these vows, the strength of that vow, of always keeping it, aside from helping us develop personal qualifications, like determination and personal good characteristic traits, which helps us avoid being whimsical and so on, it also gives us the strength to resist the many allurements of the material energy. To drive forward the strength of our spiritual practices, to make our devotional activities actually all that much more easier. These vows actually further our spiritual progress, and so they should not be neglected. This is not something new. So many other religions also have different vows that they take. Some don't. Some just eat fish, for instance. The Catholics eat fish, don't eat meat on Fridays. Other people fast on Saturdays. Some people decide vow that at least once in their lifetime they have to go on Hajj, or some do it on an annual basis. So many different vows are there for the very same reason. And, of course, our main reason is to please Krishna. That's why we want to adopt or follow vows. To further our own spiritual practices. And for that reason, let's not forget the vow of Janmashtami to participate as much as possible in that. And once we make vows, to be very careful to always keep them, because by breaking the vows, then it's like a balloon. You poke a hole in it, the air comes out. You have a bottle, you put a hole in it, then the water comes out. Similarly, when one doesn't maintain those vows, then one's spiritual strength in that sense diminishes. Spiritual advancement is never lost, but one's own strength, Srila Prabhupada puts it that way, devotees' determination and enthusiasm wanes when they don't stick to those principles. So in that way, we should all think very carefully of how we can participate to the best of our ability in the upcoming Janmashtami festival, and in that way please the Lord. And devotees who are in the local vicinity, either from Croatia or Serbia or other places, who are planning to come, and we're looking forward to seeing you. Hare Krishna.